introduce for those of you who haven't yet come to know Brother Nirver. Brother Nirver is one of the most senior brothers of Brahma Kumaris and one of the most dearest and trusted of Baba's instruments, who is working very, very closely with Dadiji. Nirver Bhai has been placed here by Bab Dada since 1969 to look after the running of the yagya in a practical way. He is a great visionary, and all of the new campuses that have been created and the global hospital, all of these are the practical expression of his vision. Nirver Bhai has had very close time with Brahma Baba and was taught very closely exactly how Baba wanted everything to be done. So his experience of spiritual life and of Brahma Baba and the development of the yagya is unique. And so we're very, very fortunate to have him here to share his thoughts with us today. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. First of all, I'm very happy to see all of you here. Coming all the way from far distant lands, reaching Madhuban, I think, makes everyone feel relaxed. The joy of reaching. Once you have that joy, the impact of traveling is hardly felt then. But still I could see during meditation, and that too, you know, going to Madhuban first and then coming down. A little bit of hassle. Well, when I think of my first visit to Madhuban, we were five brothers in one room, in the old Pandav Bhavan, just near Baba's room. Have you been to Baba's room in Madhuban, all of you? Next to Baba's room was another room where the sisters who were noting down and writing Murlis, they used to stay there. And then there was a corridor, and next to that, it's now Bhuri Dadi's room, that used to be brother's room. Two Madhuban Nivasis were staying there, and three brothers from Bombay, we had come by that time. It was such a simple accommodation. Very simple. The arrangements now are much, much different. Perhaps if you were there at that time, you would say, we would come to meet Baba but would stay in a hotel. Such simple living. As you might have heard, even Baba's own toilet used to be away from his room. Whether it was cold or whether it was summer. But when I reflect on those days, we hardly thought about accommodation, where we were staying, and even the food, such simple food. One sabji and chapati. But all attraction was there, meeting Baba and Mama. There were not many people in Madhuban, as I said. So what do you like most? When you come to Madhuban, you like to spend time with dadis as much as possible. Why? Because the yearning in everyone's heart, all of us, is to benefit as much as possible on spiritual level, through vibrations, through drishti, through words, through company, through stories, chit-chats. That's the aim, or meditation. So you can imagine when Baba himself would be there. Our desire used to be with Baba for as long as possible. And Baba also gave us so much time. But there was so much to learn from every activity. Baba's aim was to bring that experience to all of us, as it is now. Number may be small, number may be big. The aim is the same. That's what brings us here, traveling all the way. I met one old mother this morning. She spent 4 days in traveling, coming from Assam, you know, one corner of India, northeast. She came specially to ask me if she could meet Dadiji for 1 minute, personal meeting, to receive her drishti. She has some health problems, but she says, I don't want anything else. There is so much in drishti right from the beginning. We used to long for Baba's drishti, Mamma's drishti. Why? What is there in drishti? In Hindi, there is a sentence, jaisi drishti, vaisi srishti. As is the drishti, so is the world. We hear a lot about the world around us, but we hardly bother about it. Because seeing Baba early morning in meditation, through our third eye, that sets the tone for the day. The whole world seems so loving, so nice, so beautiful. But if that early morning meditation is not satisfactory, not refreshing, not elevating, then what happens? We are all experienced struggle. So Baba and Mama, they were examples of practical lives full of spirituality. That's what we learned. Simply follow them. But how can you follow unless you have seen, interacted, observed, appreciated? The best thing which comes to my mind to share with you, Mama's life, practical student life, deeply absorbed in translating what she would listen from Baba into practical life. And Baba's life, practically inspiring every child. There was something which comes to my mind I like to share. The moment we received Baba's drishti, even today when we receive drishti from Baba, what happens? How does it act on our minds? How do we react at that time? Instant reaction, instant impact. Normally when we meditate, we are told, have such thoughts in your mind. But as soon as we receive drishti, the thoughts are naturally there. Within no time, transportation into that experience. Like Father. That's the stage which Baba wants us to achieve. But we also need to have that kind of experience all the time. From your observation of your consciousness or thought level, how long do we keep Baba's company in our consciousness in 24 hours? How many hours? Can anyone tell? How many hours? Consciously. We have accepted Brahmin life. We have accepted Baba. We have accepted Baba's guidance. And in that guidance, the most important one is keep constant company in your consciousness. How long are we able to keep that? 2 hours, maybe less. What is Baba's Shrimat? 8 hours. That's what Baba used to say. Enjoy 8 hours work, 8 hours other things, sleep and other things, and 8 hours. So when shall we reach that? My observation of Sakar Baba was, he would practically make efforts. On one side we would say that Baba didn't need any effort making. Being Baba's, Shiv Baba's chariot, perhaps didn't need it. But on the other side, Brahma Baba accepted his role to be an example for us. And he would make it a point to spend special time in tapasya. At least 3-4 times during the day. Just be aside from other activities, especially in Madhuban, would go to Baba's own small place, which we call, what do you call? Baba's Jhopri, Baba's hut. And that's what we all lack, actually, what I find. If that kind of attention is there, then 8 hours would become everlasting. What benefit lies in that? Once we have understood what is divine life, what is godly life, we accept it, we follow it, then, even then, why should be so much attention on this aspect? The reason is, I think all of you, when we observe our own thoughts, our own dreams, our own actions, we do note there is still need for deeper change. Somewhere deep down, some undercurrents still remain. So with deep, deep meditations, the change takes place. As we hear about Mama, she used to get up very early in the morning. Baba and Mama, but that was something. Even some of the brothers and sisters, they get up very early in the morning, 3 o'clock. The question is, while you are up, what is the quality of your meditation? When you are in meditation, what is happening at that? From your observation, can you tell something? Do you experience yourself, as Baba shares in the Murlis also, that's the time when I give searchlight to the world. Do you experience that? You become that powerful that you feel you are so such searchlights at that time. Or you are just trying to be with Baba and feel peaceful. And while feeling peaceful, you become restful. And while feeling restful, you become... Now this is where the need to understand and realize what is our role after becoming Brahmins. The joy of being a Brahmin, no doubt, it's the greatest joy. But the responsibility of a Brahmin to bring about the change through the power of meditation, that is the greatest challenge for us. This is what I have learnt. It requires a lot of attention, a lot of deep churning, and a lot of practice. When you are here during your annual pilgrimage, this is the best time to do it. You may not be able to do it at your workplaces. But if you can do it now in Madhuban, when you don't have any other responsibility except looking after yourself, is it possible? Ramprakash, is it possible to prolong your meditations here? Or do you think it's difficult because you have to meet many of your friends like me? This is the time when you can achieve whatever you want. Course is for 1 week. In 1 week, if proper attention is given, the aim of having 8 hours meditation. But it should not become boring. So meditation has to be with a purpose. And the purpose, what I was sharing, what Baba used to do. Baba had that, realized that responsibility that it's through the power of meditation the change has to be brought about. Not just within ourselves, but the whole world. So spend more and more time with the thought of purifying the vibrations of this world. Give lot of light and might, not to just yourself, the whole world. When you are busy in giving, you will find the transformation is automatic. I would like to invite any questions from your side. Anything you like to ask. Tomorrow is one of the most important days for us. Everyone looks forward to that. How to make that meeting the most beautiful one? Gudrun, how would you make it the most beautiful one? Not to think anything else, but Baba. It depends. What do you want to achieve? Just as sister says, I want to achieve the maximum by giving and by receiving. So what is the aim in those 8 hours? That would set the tone. What I have experienced, there was a time when I did that continuously, you see, 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the evening. The aim was to conquer some situations, like certain things on personal level, to break shackles of bondage. And that was achieved. In the path of bhakti, they say if you do it for 40 days, you achieve what you want to achieve. And that's what happened actually. Similarly, there were trying times for some service programs where the collective meditation continuously, 24 hours, everyone joining, maybe for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but the vibration created by that was so powerful that we could overcome some of the obstacles. Otherwise it wasn't possible. So best thing for anyone, if you want to do it, and if I think we should do it, it requires a bit of planning as per the time of the day. When you do it early morning, 4 to 5, some of you may be doing it earlier also, between 3 and 5. That's the best time to experience a stage where you tune your mind and intellect completely on the level of incorporeal existence, as if you are in soul world, and that too in your perfect form, complete form. Best time to do it. At that time the frequency of thought is near zero. But it's a conscious stage. It's not that when you do it, you fall asleep. No. It's like you are the searchlight at that. Amrit Vela book.
I've been using that Amrit Vela book. It gives so many
different
ideas and
yeah.
Routines to use. I think it's very, very creative and doesn't make the Amrit Vela
book. It's very helpful, yes.
No, but have you used that book? Do you find that?
Well, the Amrit Vela book is based on the collection of these experiences. So, I will definitely go through as you suggest. I saw it yesterday with Robin Bhai. He can share something. Robin? Mm-hmm. Yesterday's Murli. Baba's way of keeping that consciousness, if I share with you, was not just sitting all the time. I think I've shared before also, say out of half an hour Amrit Vela meditation, 15 minutes sitting inside the hall, history hall in Madhuban, and then he would invite us to walk like angels. Top on one side, give drishti, then walk to the other side of the courtyard, again give drishti like this. That was in 1963, 1964, the way Baba taught us. The aim was to make this remembrance a natural way of living actually. Why 8 hours? The reason is not just 8 hours that we remember for 8 hours and forget for the remaining 16 hours. It's not that. It's like accepting being God's child, elevated consciousness, accepting it as a natural way of living. That's what is needed. Then only you really enjoy what is godly student life or godly life. Throughout the day, you become so positive. Throughout the day, your consciousness is all the time elevated. And the way you look at things is different, from a different angle. It's not that you see something first in a very negative form, then you try to change it with your powerful consciousness. No. Knowing the reality around us and relating with the world, relating with the other people from that spiritual level. So it's a very beautiful phenomena and beautiful experience. In the beginning, little effort making, but then it becomes a natural way. It's like driving on highway. As you reach highway, it takes little time, but then once you are there, what's the speed? And you hardly feel it. And it's the most enjoyable life, as Robin Bhai said, it's after 5,000 years that we meet Baba, that value, that appreciation in our hearts would keep us together always. You won't like to be away. And this is something like nurturing the seed. If we are able to enjoy such depth in meditation, it helps in bringing about the transformation in a very, very light way, not the harder way. Understanding of the Murlis, understanding of the value of godly student life becomes much deeper if we have this experience. And when we live practically, what happens in service, I just like to share with you the recent experience. I don't know whether our sisters who were here attending the Sant Sammelan, whether they have shared or not. Did you? Who? Surya. Okay, that's good. See, you should share your experience. That was Surya Bhai. You should experience. Suman. Okay. So what did she share? What we observed, you know, on the last day, when they were sharing their experience, feedback session, there were 50 of them. 50, you may call them gurus. But not all of them, the top ones. There were about 18 of them who were the top ones. They had different titles. Shri Shri 1008 Jagat Guru, Shri Shri 108 Jagat Guru, or Shri Shri Jagat Guru, just like that. Some of them were here for the third time, some of them for second time, some of them first time. And in the feedback session, they all shared their happiness of being here and their appreciation from their hearts about Dadi's role, the way Dadis interacted with them. Normally the gurus, they won't call anyone as their sister or brother, but these gurus, they accept it and appreciate it, their spiritual relationship with Dadis, brother and sister. Their appreciation of what Brahma Kumaris are doing all over. Though what we see here, what we learn here is so great, but it's difficult to tell our followers. Then Dadi insisted, please share with your followers. They should lead pure lives. They should lead vegetarian lives. And then they also felt it was necessary at this time. And then they accepted Dadi's advice. Okay, we would share with them, but we can't insist. That's another side. But then their happiness of being here, and Dadi invited them to come here every year, make it your home, make it annual pilgrimage. That also they felt, whenever you tell us, we would come. So in a way, this is one of the things, the latest happenings in service. When the Brahmins are so elevated, and there is that kind of powerful vibration, which brings home the experience even to these people, they feel this is their own place. They like to associate and to come back. So this is a step forward in service. They love to come now. There was a time when, sisters would extend invitations. They would say, we will see. We don't have time. We have some other programs. But now the times have changed. Now similarly, this is about the religious leaders. Similarly, another news to share with you. Brother Brijmohan, they are all Baba's children. See, some of them are sannyasis, which means they lead celibate lives and they are different away from the other people. But there are some of them who are living with families also, a few of them. But most of them, they are sannyasis. But different, different categories, but they have, different denominations. That's another side which requires a, detailed study. What are the different denominations? There is another good news for you, for all of us. Brijmohan Bhai shared yesterday that the President of India, Dr. Abdul Kalam, he has been invited to come to Madhuban and he has accepted the invitation. So he would be here for Baba's next meeting, 15th, December 15th. He would spend half a day here, interacting with the young sisters, students, and then participating in Baba's program, listening to Murli, having personal meeting. Perhaps some of you may be knowing that it was after his meeting with Bap Dada last time, he became the president. So he appreciates that. He has very many positive qualities. He's a vegetarian. He's unmarried, dedicated only to science and spirituality. He has been decorated with the highest award in India, that is Bharat Ratna, Jewel of Bharat. And he is one person who is practically all the time so dedicated in bringing about the change through young people. He interacts with the youth. He has one aim that he must interact with at least 1 million young people during his tenure. So far, he has interacted with about 600,000. He talks to them, invites questions, gives answers like that. Even when he comes here, he will spend about an hour with the students of the schools. And he doesn't take rest in the afternoon. So he arrives here at about 1, then spends half an hour with Dadiji and other seniors. After lunch, he will have one meeting, another meeting, and like this. Then 1 hour silence before Baba's program. So you just imagine how Baba's service is reaching that level now. Perhaps some of you may like to meet him. You like to meet him? No? You like to meet Baba only? Okay, so we can have some meditation, unless you have some questions. Anyone? I can't hear you. Yes?
Very interesting.
Yeah, you're right. Very unusual. But if you read his life story, you will appreciate his association with a Brahmin family in his childhood. He sings hymns from Vedas and very interesting person, but very shrewd. You speak one sentence, half sentence, and he gets it and he says, okay, I get it. Then next, like this. Very sharp. And he's very much interested in bringing about peace. He has tried his best to organize, you know, different religious people to come together, inspire the people to shun violence. What happens? On one side they do this, on the other side the violence is increasing. So that also has, you know, thinking, what is happening? Why is it so? He asked these questions. When so many religious leaders are working for peace, why is the violence increasing? Do you have any answer? Any answer? He is going to ask the same question here also.
Without purity, there is no peace.
Without unity, there
purity.
Is no, without purity, there is no peace. And for purity, there is need for a lot of yoga power. So let's have some meditation.